Well, it was very disappointing. After 5 years' hard work by a lot of very good councillors in the past who've either lost their seats or have retired, we got to this stage where, unfortunately, the opposition parties and some Conservatives decided they didn't want the theatre to proceed. I'm personally disappointed. I think it would have been a fantastic thing for the whole town and for the borough. But unfortunately, we are not in a position now to continue.
In terms of the number, there were a number of Conservatives who also decided to either abstain or vote against it. Were you particularly disappointed about that?
I was aware of a number of people who were going to vote against or abstain in the Conservative group because of the situation in 2017. At Christmas, where we had a vote of 30 for the theatre and 18 against, and at the time there were only 7 opposition party grouped against us, so there was 11 Conservatives then who voted against it at that stage. So I did know there were people voting against it, and it's been very hard work over after the last elections when we lost so many of our members.
A lot of people want to know what's going to happen next. As a result, towards the end of the meeting, there was a new, somebody had described it, I think it was Sean Holden, as an ad hoc motion was put forward. Perhaps you can explain to people what's going to happen next, who would be very interested to know in Tunbridge Wells.
Well, the motion was to agree with other parties and talk to other parties even more closely than we have up until now, and to have an independent chairman of a meeting of the group to carry it forward to find out further developments for the town. We have to go further. We have to come up with some other development now. The theatre, obviously, is not going to continue where it was going to be. There's a bit of discontent now about the fact that whether they voted out any theatre at all at one time, but I don't think that would be the case.
Whilst you personally said you were disappointed, there'll be a lot of residents who've clearly left that meeting who are quite happy, and I've spoken to a couple of them, and they feel like, you know, it's a great victory for them, and they feel like the council hasn't really been listening to them. What would your response be to what they have to say?
Well, I'm sure they're delighted. It's probably Christmas come early for them, I should think. Yes, it's been a fight all the way along. Unfortunately, a lot of everything we've done to try and prove our case, including the CPO, including judicial review, have all been gone our way. Everything's gone our way. Unfortunately, in a lot of cases, the opposition parties have, I wouldn't say lied, but they have not been terribly forthcoming with what the true facts. They went to the CPO and the judge there threw them out, the inspector there threw them out to say that we were completely correct. So our facts were right, but unfortunately the people in Tunbridge Wells didn't really believe it.